The ocean stretched endlessly before him, its deep blue waters reflecting the vast uncertainty of the future. Giovanni Caruso stood at the rail of the ship, his weathered hands gripping the coal metal as he gazed ahead. Behind him, Rosa, his wife and their three children, Victoria, 8 years old and wise beyond her years, Mariana, a curious four-year-old, and little Domenico, just two, clung to their parents, sensing the importance of this journey. It was October 1958, and like many Italian immigrants before them, Giovanni and Rosa had left behind everything they knew in Philadelphia, Vibo Valentia, Calabria. Their families had lived in those hills for generations, but the promise of a better future in Canada was too strong to ignore. With the help of Rosa's brothers, Francesco and Antonio Provenzano, who had sponsored their passage, they set out on this journey of hope. When they finally arrived at Halifax's Pier 21, the air was crisp, carrying the scent of salt and new beginnings. Canada was foreign, unfamiliar, yet full of promise. From Halifax, they continued their journey, settling first in Niagara Falls, Ontario. It was there, in March 1959, that Rosa gave birth to their fourth child, Carmine. Niagara Falls was beautiful, but it was not home. Giovanni worked tirelessly, taking whatever work he could find to provide for his growing family. But after 5 months, he knew they needed something more stable, a place where they could truly plant their roots. With determination in his heart, he moved his family once more, this time to North Bay, Ontario. In North Bay, Giovanni found work as a plasterman, his hands molding and shaping walls that would stand for generations. He worked for Harold Peterson first, then later for Jack Santarossa. The work was hard, his days long, but he never wavered. Each job, each paycheck, brought them closer to the life he had envisioned when he first set foot in Canada. But Giovanni was more than just a laborer. He was a man of the people. In time, he took a job as a bartender at the Empire Hotel, owned by the Moscoli family. There, he became a familiar face, a warm presence who welcomed weary travelers and longtime locals alike. His laughter filled the room, his stories bridging the gap between the old world and the new. Then in 1967, their family grew once more with the birth of Francesco. Giovanni held his newborn son in his arms, feeling the weight of all that had come before him, the sacrifices, the struggles, and the triumphs. His family had endured, and they had built a life that, though different from the one they left behind, was rich in love and resilience. Through every hardship, Giovanni carried with him the spirit of Italy, the warmth, the tradition, the unwavering commitment to family. Though his hands built homes and served drinks, his true legacy was a life he built for his children and the future grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And so, in a quiet town in northern Ontario, far from the shores of his homeland, Giovanni and Rosa Caruso's story became one of perseverance, strength, and the unbreakable bond of family.